In this sitting, we will continue as before to have our breathing as the main meditation object, and all the sensations that come with the breathing, whatever you can feel of movement, tingling, vibrations, temperature changes, whatever that is connected with the breathing. And also, maybe you should try, if you haven't done it already, to choose one place and stay with that for either the abdomen or the nostrils and just above the lips. Or if you have some other place that you prefer to feel the breathing in, you can choose whatever place you want, but I would like you to try to stay in one place, not follow the breathing all the way in and out. Because if you choose one spot, that will be better for developing concentration. But also, we can widen the scope of meditation to the rest of the body. So you stay with the breathing as the sort of anchor that is always there. But if there are sensations in other parts of the body that's not connected to the breathing at all, like your big toe or top of the head or hands or whatever, if there is any sensation in any other part of the body that is strong enough to catch your attention, then you go there and explore that. See what's happening there, how it feels, what it does, if it fades, if it goes away, if it becomes stronger, whatever. Whatever happens with all the sensations in the body. But if nothing else in particular is happening, then you go back to the breathing. So that's the sort of way this meditation can be done. There are actually other ways of doing it too, but this is the way I teach it. That you go to whatever is the strongest, the easiest to observe, and see what happens to it. It's a very important part of it to investigate. Tonight in the Dhamma talk, I will talk a lot more about this method of seeing things and investigating them. And we still also, of course, include sounds and thoughts. And if you get lost in thoughts, you just come back to the breathing or whatever meditation object you prefer as soon as you become aware of the thoughts. Also, I mentioned before about pain, if you feel pain in the body somewhere, sensations of pain. You can watch them for a while if you feel like it. See what happens to them. They can also change and change in different ways, become stronger or weaker, or if they become unbearable, you just change posture slowly and mindfully. See what the body does when it changes posture.